For some odd reason, about 40 years ago, I started collecting baseball hats. Now you might go, why is that odd? Well, I ended up with over 300 baseball hats. I hung them on my wall. And in fact, when I moved to college at CF&I, I covered all my walls in baseball hats. And you go, still, I don't get it. People collect hats all the time. Well, here's the thing. Back then, there's not one of those hats, not one, that fit my head. Yeah, 300 hats, none fit my head. But today, we're going to talk about the three hats you need to learn how to wear. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing well. Hey, JB, thanks for reaching out to me on email. And I will get back to you again because we've been playing email tag. So look for that response. Taylor, also, thanks for reaching out. And Luke, again, thanks for listening, bro. I love you, man. Hope you're doing well. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So I had over 300 baseball hats, and they're all snapback hats. Back in the day, they were all snapbacks, you know? And here's why none of them fit me, because I have a size head, 8 1/4. Maybe you don't realize how big that is. It's almost the size of a basketball. My head doesn't look that big. I know a lot of people go, you've got such a big head, Garth. I know what you mean by that, but literally in baseball, when I played baseball, they had to cut the back of the snapback, cut it up to the top, and then put in like this stretchy band. It looks hilarious. It looks stupid. But now that they have 8 1/4 fitted hats, I love it. You know, I have most of my hats. I don't even like what's on the hat. I don't like the team or the whatever. I just walk into those fitted hat places and I'm like, what's the cheapest 8 1/4 size hat you have? Something on sale. And they'll go, this one right here, Detroit Tigers. Hate the Detroit Tigers. I don't care either way, but I'll buy it because it's only 12 bucks. All right, I digress. Today, let's talk about the three hats of leadership. The servant hat, you are there to serve them. The teacher hat, you are there to teach and even model the behavior desired. And the leadership hat, or sometimes I call the general hat, you are giving orders, you are the general. Here's the kicker. Most people think that the point here is that maturity is knowing what hat you should wear. That's not the point at all. The actual lesson is in knowing what hat the other person is wearing. Look, I tell my staff all the time, it's not about you knowing how to wear or which hat to wear. It's do those under you know what hat you are wearing. I have to train my teachers, my staff, my leaders, my pastors to be able to decipher what hat I'm currently wearing. Look, I may have someone come in and I might come across to them as subservient. My staff will say, why are you being so lowly? Why aren't you putting up a big deal? Why aren't you? But the maturity comes in knowing that, hey, the pastor right now has the service hat on. He's serving this person. He may not agree with them completely, but he's serving them. I might come across as a know-it-all, unless they know that I'm a teacher at that moment. I'm a general. Or I might come across as an arrogant tyrant, a know-it-all who demands his way, again, unless you know that I have that general hat on. Look, a rule early on in our house that I taught my boys was this. I'm not asking, I'm telling. I'm wearing my teacher hat, my servant hat, my leadership hat. They all have different ones. But look, when I'm wearing my leader hat, I'm not asking, I'm telling. Sometimes they understand I'm wearing a teacher hat. And I'm asking, I'm talking, I'm deciding. You know, I also taught them this. We do not yell in our house unless I'm wearing my general hat or my leader hat, because here's the deal. If I'm yelling, your life is in danger. So don't waste time asking questions. Just do what I say. Get in the basement. Why are we getting in? Don't ask me. I just yelled, get in the basement. Get in the basement. Our lives are at stake. Maybe there's a tornado. Maybe someone's coming in the front door. If I say, run out the front door, maybe the house is on fire. But you got to teach your family, got to teach your staff, got to teach your employees what the hats are and teach them that maturity is knowing which hat you are currently wearing where they don't have to ask. Because if they have to ask, it means they'll get offended or confused and they're not mature enough yet to understand that. Teach them. So last year we had a gentleman come to our church who was very unstable. I knew his background. I knew his story. And when he walked in during the start of service, after the first song had started, I went up to one of my leaders who was sitting in church. I said, go sit behind him and watch him. The leader got up from sitting with his family and went down in front, slid between another couple, excused himself, sat right behind this guy. And guess what? My leader never blinked an eye, nor did his wife or his kids when I told them to get up and move. They knew me as the pastor. They knew that at that moment I had my general hat on, and there was a reason for that order given, and he followed it seamlessly. In the story of the woman caught in adultery in John 8, we see Jesus wear all three hats in and out. Amazing, amazing example. The Pharisees catch a woman in adultery. They drag her down in front of Jesus, and they say, the law says that we should stone this woman for adultery. And you know the story, right? He bends down, starts writing in the sand. Actually, in the Greek, it wasn't sand. He was actually writing in the stone. That was a whole nother podcast. And as he writes, he keeps looking up. And then, as he's writing, he stops and says, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. So first he's teaching, he's writing in the sand. Then he says, who is without sin, cast the first stone. He's being a general. He's being a bad mamma jamma general, pointing the finger. They all walk away. And he looks at the woman and says, where are all your accusers? Again, he's teaching. He then looks at her and says, did any condemn you? Man, can you imagine just at that moment for a second being that woman? Like, you're caught red-handed, naked. You're getting stoned. And everyone walks away. The power to be able to teach, to be able to lead with that. Anyway, he looks at her and says, where are your accusers? Do none of them condemn you? And she says, no. And he says, and neither do I. Go and sin no more. And in that moment, he becomes an amazing servant. Maturity is this. It's knowing which hat to wear, but the greatest step of maturity is teaching those under you to know, without having to ask, how to recognize the hat that you wear. That's true maturity in Christ. Wear the hats, teach the hats, and more importantly, know God and watch how He wears the hats all throughout Scripture. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.